When you think about 70s and 80s rock, you just have to think about one of the most enduring and successful rock bands of all time, REO Speedwagon. REO Speedwagon is a Champaign, Illinois college band formed in 1969 at the University of Illinois. One of their first performances was at a wild frat party that turned into a food fight. They were paid $40 for the show, and it took way more than that just to clean and repair all their equipment. Released in 1980, the group's best-selling album, High Infidelity, contained four top 40 hits and sold more than 10 million copies. I was fortunate to catch up with the guy that started it all, piano and keyboard player Neil Doty.
Hey, Neil.
Hi there.
Hey, yeah. How you doing? How you doing?
Not so bad.
Good, good, good. How do I pronounce your last name?
Doughty.
Doughty. Okay, I don't know why I kept trying to say Doughty. I don't know why I kept saying that.
Oh, it's one of those crazy English-Irish words that have more letters than it needs, so...
Uh-huh.
It's really just, yeah, it's just Doughty, like almost like D-O-W-D-Y.
I got you. Now, I'll get right to the questions. The first one with Dean is, you were born in Evansville, Indiana. Is that where you first were exposed to music?
I left Evansville when I was about 12, and all I had done in music at that point was start taking trumpet lessons in grade school. And I remember I wanted to play the violin, and I tried that for about a week, and they said, why don't we have you try the trumpet? So to this day, I may take violin lessons someday. Maybe I'll start when I'm like 90 or something. But I played trumpet for a while in REO Speedwagon, way back in the, you know, the early 60s and all that great R&B stuff. We all, it always had horns on it. And so I was playing trumpet with one hand and keyboards with the other.
Wow.
Should have seen by the look in my eyes, baby, there was something missing. You should have known by the tone of my voice, maybe, but you didn't.
That's amazing.
It's not as hard as it sounds.
It sounds kind of hard.
Yeah, well, if it was really hard, I wouldn't have been able to do it.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend. You're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know the neighborhood and talk is cheap when the story is good and the tales grow taller on down the line. But I'm telling you, babe, that I don't think it's true, babe. And even if it is, keep this in mind. You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want. Coming home, but you won't say when. But I can feel it coming. If you leave tonight, keep running, and you need never look back again. You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want.
That was Take It on the Run from the 1980 Grammy-nominated High Infidelity album. The album spent 15 weeks at number 1 and went 10 times platinum, earning the 10 times Diamond Award for amassing sales of over 10 million units. Today, REO Speedwagon has sold more than 40 million albums and they are still electrifying audiences worldwide live in concert.
When did you decide to become a keyboard player? Did you take piano lessons as a kid?
Well, I did not take piano lessons as a kid. I had an old beat-up piano in the basement of my parents' house, and it was when the Beatles hit, and changed the world and everything, that I started playing Beatles songs by ear, started just teaching them to myself by ear, And over a course of a couple of years, I sort of figured out how to play the piano.
Uh-huh. Was there anyone that influenced your piano style? Was there anyone that you looked up to that influenced your piano playing style?
You know, I was a big fan of Floyd Kramer. He was, one of the Nashville guys, and just had a really, almost like a ragtime thing going, but with a little more sophisticated. And you can still hear me playing that Floyd Kramer stuff in the concerts, you know, just the little embellishments that he did. And, of course, now my favorite keyboard players are, like Elton John and people like that who accompany themselves on the piano. And, that's something, since I'm not a singer, I never really learned that style of a natural accompaniment. So I mainly stuck with playing solos. Most of the years, 70s and 80s, we were putting quite a few keyboard solos in songs, and I still managed to get some of those in the show. So that, I'm actually more, I have an easier time playing a solo than a massive accompaniment of some sort.
Keeping you in sight. You're a candle in the window.
REO Speedwagon was inducted into the Illinois Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and in Champaign, Illinois, city officials have honored the band by renaming part of Main Street REO Speedwagon Way. Well, Neil, I want to thank you and the band for so many years of excellent music and brilliant live shows. Thank you for your time and for speaking with me today, and many thanks to Maxie Salters for her assistance and support. And of course, thank you to all of our listeners out there. My name is D. Duane, right here on thegumbomix.com.